Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everybody. This is Blog Talk Radio. It is Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It must be time for the greatest show on earth now that Ringling Brothers is gone. With all due respect, Jim Ellis here on the West Coast, joined by my buddy, brother in arms, Mr. Rick Wright, on the East Coast. How you doing there, Ricky?
Jimmy, I'm living the dream. Everything is good, man. On the East Coast today, it is probably 72 degrees and sunny, if you can believe that, on February 24th.
That's cool. Yeah, we have a little bit of a cold front coming in here. We're down to, believe it or not, up in the mountains, 35 degrees.
Wow.
In the 40s where we are, where I am in San Diego. But right now it's, 60 and nice. Did you know that your name, I think I actually mentioned this, I think I sent a mug to you, a picture of a coffee mug with the words Rick Wright on them. Did you know before that your name is actually in the Urban Dictionary online?
Yeah, until you sent that to the link, I did not. I was like, wow. I'm like, I didn't know. I thought the Urban Dictionary was just all like silly and, all dirty shit. But it's like, apparently, I was looking for stuff today doing research for the show. And it's funny because you just put stuff in and it describes, it's almost like a dictionary. I put the word in, lick. Right? And it described lick. Of course, it gave me, 200 other versions of how to use the word lick. But,
right.
And I actually wrote one down, so we'll probably get to it. It's pretty interesting, and you did yours, but you didn't, but it didn't come up, right?
Well, you put Jim Ellis in there, and it says, it's so funny. You put it in Jim Ellis in the UrbanDictionary.com, just for all the listeners who are new to this game. Jim Ellis, you put it in the search, and then it pops up. Has not been defined yet. Would you like to define it? And I'm like, shit, yeah, I think I'll define my name. So I don't know who can actually, I don't know if anyone can define things. It looked that way when I went for a search. It's like, I don't know, maybe you have to log in and give them your driver's license. And I don't know what it takes to be a definer, but it doesn't look like it's too much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
cool
but
stuff.
I also, I did look up Urban Dictionary in the Urban Dictionary. And just so everyone knows who's listening in, we're going to play a game called Urban Dictionary Roulette. It was created by Rick Wright a week ago today, this hour. And we're going to be playing a game. You can play along with us. You can even call in if you want. And that number is 929-477-3986, in case you want to play the game with us. But I did look up Urban Dictionary, and it says, a place formerly used to find out about slang, and now a place that teens with no life use as a burn book to whine about celebrities, their friends, to let out their sexual frustrations, show off their racist, sexist, homophobic, anti-religion opinions, troll and babble about things they know nothing about. I don't know. I didn't define that, but who cares?
That's funny though. Like, why do they say kids? Like, where you and I are on there, putzing around and making a show about it. What does that say about us?
Well, this was defined by someone named Lucy on March 18th, 2005. So she's got 40. And by the way, you can like it or dislike it. Like, have you ever known a dictionary where you like or dislike a definition? So 47,000 people like her definition and 6,485 dislike it, like thumbs down. So take it for what you will. take it for what you will, I guess, if you like it or not.
Cool.
But that's the days. That's the culture we live in now, where you can define things online for a dictionary, and people can like it or not. I mean, I don't know. There's something kind of cool about that. I'm sure Webster doesn't have that issue. Webster dictionaries. But how did this game come about? Rick.
So here's the deal. I don't know. We had like this really like just sort of cool. What was last week's topic? I don't even remember because it just went.
It was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it was like all like mature and being romantic, and this is what you should do for your woman. And we're like all like, you know, just like, you know, this is what I do. This is what I do. And all of a sudden it just started, you know, I think I said the word donkey punch. And you're like, what the hell is a donkey punch? And I'm like, oh man, I don't know if I want to get into that. And I'm like, I go on the Urban Dictionary. And then I started playing around and going on the Urban Dictionary. And that's when I started just giving you those words and you were just cracking up. And it was, I said, hey, you know, I think we should, did you come up with the Urban Dictionary roulette for this week?
No, that was your word. You last week you said, hey, we should try this as a show. Let's just do Urban Dictionary roulette. See how we could, we didn't really have the plan though, like what the actual rules would be. I think we're still refining it.
Yeah. Yes, we are. Is there anything new and exciting in your world before we get into the Urban Dictionary roulette?
Well, let's see. Let me see if I've been defined yet in the dictionary.
It'd be great if one of our listeners went in there and like put like Jim Ellis, like, you know, just started like just really being like a troll. Writing all this shit. You know what I'm saying?
They actually, what they do is they say we'll reject inside jokes and definitions. But, yeah, put in Donald Trump and you get, like, some monkey fuck. I mean, you just get this. It's actually one of the top definitions. Monkey fuck or something like that is Donald Trump. It's, like, top definition of the day. Like, okay, thumbs down, thumbs up, depending on who you are. But, anyway, as far as me, what's new, I'm writing a sitcom.
On a second. Just going back to Donald Trump, right? Wouldn't it be cool if that was a slang for like banging someone through a fence? It'd be like having sex through a fence. Call it the Donald Trump.
Hey, do it, man. Type it in. It might get some likes.
It might get some life. It would be great if it had like the face like emojis for like sad or like, you know, pissed off.
Yeah. So right now it just says America's worst president ever. But that was November 9th, 2016. Anyway. But
the day after. Go ahead.
So for me, as far as what's going on, I have a overnight event tonight with my men's team. So we're going to go out and have an overnight, have a fire out in the woods and, you know, just be real, tell the truth, work on becoming our best version of ourselves, no matter how we're defined on the dictionary. So it's always good. Yes. You can never explain it. As I'm talking, I'm realizing I can never explain what really happens on a men's team because you got to be on a men's team. You know, I mean, you could watch a football game and say, oh, that's what a football team is, kind of, but until you're, like, putting on the pads and, like, putting on the cleats and, you know, bouncing around, catching footballs, you don't really know. So, but anyway, that's happening tonight. I'm looking forward to that.
Cool.
Besides being a little nervous. When was the last time you had an overnight?
When was the last time I had an overnight? Jeez, a couple cycles ago, which is probably about a year ago. And and they had a regional thing, but I wasn't at it. But there is a regional offsite in my region coming up, and I'm not committed yet, but I'm on the fence and listening in. Hopefully things will go, the universe will align.
That'd be nice. But besides that, I'm writing a sitcom. So,
very cool.
Writing that out, and it's so fun, you know. I get an outline according to the show's specifications. Get an outline. Oh, that's funny. That's a good arc. Okay, fill in it with some jokes. The tricky thing about writing a sitcom, it's like every other line. If you ever watch a sitcom, it's like every other line.
Yeah, rarely.
But every other line
some
is
kind
like,
of joke.
Get a laugh. It's like really? Oh my God. But anyway.
Yeah.
I was raised on them, so it's kind of in my head. See if I can channel that. What about you? What's newsworthy on your side before we get to the game?
Just been out riding a lot because the weather has been so great last weekend, you know, today, during the week, yesterday afternoon. So, you know, just doing that. Work is pretty good, and, you know, can't complain. I really can't complain about anything. And I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to – I was just thinking – Urban Dictionary Roulette, like what would be a good theme song? You know, like it'd be great if we had like a board op and like be able to like play some music to bring this in, but we don't. But I was just thinking like, what would be a good soundtrack to start this? Like you'd be like the host. You'd be like, this is Jimmy Ellis and I'm going to move it to Urban Dictionary and let's start the show. And then like, it'd be like, you know, like AC/DC or something, you know, you know, just some kind of rock and roll theme. And then, you know, fade out and it'd be like, hey, Ricky, like, would be like an actual game show.
We can do that on this. We can upload an audio file that we can play at any time. We did that. Jennifer and I, my wife, we had a radio show called Freedom for All, and we decided on Bruce Springsteen's birthday, because it fell on a Friday that we had our show. We decided to play some Bruce songs. I don't know if that's even legal, but we were playing some Bruce. So we uploaded some songs. Yeah, as I'm talking, I'm thinking that probably was not legal. But we did it. But we can create a little blurb sound bite that could go before their show. The thing I can't stand, you ever listen to these podcasts, and for some reason, they're so in love with their opening song, it goes for about, I don't know, 30 seconds. In this day and age, you listen to a podcast, give me 4 seconds. That's as much as I can handle. Anything beyond that,
yeah.
Like, what are you doing to me? I'm sitting here listening to stupidness. Like, this is not cool. I'm not looking at anything. I'm just listening to your stupid, even 10 seconds, too long. Get to the show. Start talking. You've had that experience?
I agree. No, yeah. I don't know what they're doing. Like, what are they doing? Like, jamming out? But like, it's not like they're coming back from commercial break, like on the network. They're just sitting there. Are they enjoying the song? It's like, come on, numbnuts, start the song already.
Yeah.
It's funny
shit. So I guess we should start our show. Speaking of which is our show. Dun, 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 ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Welcome to Urban Dictionary Roulette, the game where two men get on the phone and try to stump each other with some crazy shit words.
That's the crowd in the background. We should have like a laugh track. Some applause.
Well, first, are we going to have is there an award? Do we have an award for the winner of this? We don't know yet. We don't have anything yet.
Yeah.
Come back for next week's.
Yep.
No parting gifts. All right, so who wants to roll the roulette? Now I'm kind of nervous, actually. I just feel some nervous. Who wants to roll? I'm so competitive. Roll the whatever we're rolling here.
Now us two knuckleheads have to deliver on this game now. You hyped it all up. I'll let you, because I'm 3 hours ahead in the future right now from you,
okay.
I'll let you go first.
So I pick a number. You have some, right? I'm going to say a number, then you give me the word, and then I have to try to figure out what the word means. All right. Let's go. Three for 200. No, just, three. Number three. What do we got?
Perfect. You're going to love this one, too, because I thought of you when I looked it up. The word is, it's two words. It's called hockey flossing. Hockey flossing.
Hockey flossing. Hockey flossing is when you're the girlfriend of a hockey stud is wearing a thong. I don't. Hockey flossing.
That could be a new definition.
Wait. I don't know if you get two guesses in this game, but it has to do with their teeth. Wait, it's when, because hockey players have such big gaps, so it's when the, how politically incorrect can I guess? Because even my guesses tell me something about me, right? I would say no teeth blowjob. Yes, is that it?
It is not. It was a good guess. Those are two good guesses, actually. You can put them in there as new guesses. Hockey flossing. It is a verb. It is the act of drying one nutsack, butthole, or chode after a shower. Chode, I guess, is the taint. And it's done by...
Get to look it up.
It's done by you roll up your towel and you take one hand, you hold one side and you hold the other side behind you and you go back and forth. So it's hockey flossing.
So, why is that hockey?
You know what? I have no idea. And then there's... I'll use it in a sentence so you get a better idea. It says, my nuts are still damp, man. I forgot to fucking hockey floss this morning.
Hockey floss, yeah.
That's hockey floss.
You're saying you thought of me only because of the hockey part, right? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I looked up hockey. Okay. I saw flossing. I thought this was funny. So.
That is funny.
Yeah, so it's moving the towel back and forth and, back and fro until the undercarriage is clean and dry. Hockey floss.
Undercarriage. Did you use that word undercarriage or is that written in there?
That's written in there. I won't take credit for that one. But I like that.
That's funny. All right, 0-1. Go ahead. Your turn with the wheel of weirdness.
I'll do, and go. I know it's one. We said five, and I know you got more, but I'll take number five.
All right. What is a tall gray? Tall, then G-R-E-Y.
Tall gray. Tall gray is when you're I get one guess, right?
No, I get two. You get two guesses.
All right, so two guesses. So tall gray, what comes to mind is Gandalf, right? So the tall gray is when you're getting laid, right? To not ejaculate too fast, you think of Gandalf.
Oh, so close, but go ahead. Try one more guess.
Fuck. All right, so tall gray. Oh, it could be a play on. It could be a play. I don't know if it's spelled that way. It's when it's BDSM with a person over 7 foot.
And here's the answer. It's actually a term for extraterrestrial, which would be a weird person, someone who is being awkward or weird. Used in a sentence, stop being such a tall gray. There you go.
Really?
Yeah, tall gray. I actually have heard of that term, tall gray, like the ETs, some of them, like maybe not even just from the movies, but from wherever. They're like, yes, that's what they're termed, these ETs. So, all right, let me do another number.
All right.
Did you say you had six? You had six, right? Listed?
Yes.
I'll go with number six.
Number six. Number six is the Eskimo earmuff. Eskimo earmuff.
Okay. Eskimo. The Eskimo earmuff. I'm going to say, how do these all turn sexual in my head anyway? Because I figured that's what we did last time, and all these sexual ones, all these from the dictionary.
This one is sexual. I'll give you a hint.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Eskimo, okay, that's when what you do is, after getting a blowjob for a while, you pull out, and then you come all over their ear. That creates an earmuff, correct? Oh, man. Eskimo. I'm just going to say it's earmuff. Oh, muff. What's muff? Muff, muffin. It's when lesbians from the Arctic give a... put their ear on the clit of another woman. Yes.
And So this one was a little hard because I'm not sure what it has to do with the Eskimo. It's like the hockey flossing thing.
Yeah.
An Eskimo earmuff is when you put your penis through a stretched earlobe piercing.
And that's happened, I guess everything in the world has happened by now.
Yeah.
But enough to be in a dictionary? Holy shit.
Here's it in a sentence. My girlfriend finally stretched her earlobes big enough. I'm totally giving her an Eskimo earmuff tonight.
Eskimo. Weird, but okay. All right, go ahead. Let's go for another number.
Number one.
Okay. All right. This is the... I'm just going to be real here because I was going to like, oh, I want to switch that up. But no, I can't do that. It's pineapples. The word is pineapples from the Urban Dictionary.
Pineapples in the Urban Dictionary. Okay, so pineapples, the first thing that popped into my head, right? This can tell a little bit about me. All I can picture is like a very, very old lady naked, and like her boobs are like pendulous and hanging, and they look like pineapples.
Oh, man, that should be in there. No, but you can't add that in.
Shit.
Want to do one more, or you want to move on?
Let me. You know what? I have one more guest too. I'll just play on the same thing. It's a rather older gentleman with very hairy beanbags, and because of the gravity, they're hanging very low, and because of that, it looks like a pineapple.
Again, it really should exist there, but that's not right. Now, this is according to the dictionary. I wasn't going to use this one because I don't like tricky shit, like when people are tricky, but here's what it says. What the fuck are you looking at the definition of pineapples for, you stupid fuck? You should know what pineapples are. So basically the fucking fruit, that's what they want. So that guy should get a thumbs down, but it could have been one of your guesses. You would have got it right. Pineapple,
yeah.
That fruit. So
but
that's
ever see a picture of an old lady naked and her boobs are just hanging out really low?
On most of the porn that I watch, yes. Yeah, definitely. No, yes, I've seen something, yeah. I'm sure I've seen that. Cartoons, a lot of cartoons like that.
That's what I call that. No, it's actually the cartoon picture of that came to mind. So, but we learned something about you. Jimmy's into GILF porn.
GILF. What is that? Grandma? I like the... Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, whose turn is it?
All right, you're up.
What
number?
Four.
Number four.
Some of these aren't so hard for me on my side. Go ahead.
All right, number four is lick boxing. One word, lick boxing.
It's when two people are giving oral sex to the one woman. Makes sense, right?
Close. Yes, close, but...
Box licking. Where the woman can reach her own clit with her mouth. I'm just trying to move this along because I know I don't know it.
If you only wanted to give one answer, you can give one answer. That's up to you.
It's okay. Have you ever seen that? Is that any porn you've ever seen where a woman's licking herself? No.
I have to doubt myself and say, yes, Jim, I've seen that.
That's pretty limber. Talk about limber. All right. So your turn.
Well, I got to give you the definition.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Lick boxing. When two girls 69 and jab at each other's, you know what, with their tongues for 12 rounds. And the way it's used in a sentence is, did you see the lick boxing match last night? Jamie gave Becky a fat lip.
12 rounds. How do you get a fat lip? Oh, okay. That's another whole other
get it
discussion.
Yep.
I think you're going to get the next one because some of these aren't so hard. But go ahead.
Okay. I'll take number three.
Okay. I think you got the pro. Ready? Procrasturbating. procrastinating.
So that what first comes to mind is that I'll break it down. Procrastinate, which comes from the Latin word pro ic. I didn't write that out. And then masturbate, which comes from the word. Now, I'm going to say that pro-masturbation is that when you think about masturbating, but you just keep putting it off.
So it's procrastinating, and you're saying, what's the sentence again? Or what's the definition?
It's when you're contemplating or thinking about masturbating, but you keep putting it off.
Okay. That's not right. One more guess.
Really? Oh, my God. When you're in the act of masturbating and just prolong the actual orgasm.
No. I thought you'd have this one. God knows. I've done this. Use masturbation to otherwise occupy yourself while pressing matters await. So you use masturbation to procrastinate. Here's it in a sentence. I had a paper due today, but I spent all night procrastinating, so fuck that noise. Man, we got to get one right here, man. Okay, what do we got left? What do we have left? Do we have two?
Right.
Number two? Have we done two yet?
Well, yeah. So here's the deal. I think we got one each. We're, of course, the fastest 30 minutes in history. This is the word. Alaskan fire dragon. Alaskan fire dragon.
Got another regional word. Another Alaskan one, huh?
Yeah.
Alaskan fire dragon.
I'm gonna help you out.
Okay. Use a sentence.
How about this? Yeah, I'll use it in a sentence. I gave my girlfriend an Alaskan fire dragon last night. Cool. How was it? It was sweet. She dumped me.
Oh my God, fire dragon, fire hot, Alaskan hot cold. Jesus Christ,
that has nothing to do with Alaskan again. It's bizarre.
Okay, fire dragon. I would say it's when you go parachuting and you push her out of the airplane without a chute.
I think that's Alaskan murder.
Over Alaska. Oh, wait, over Alaska. I don't know. Tell me. I don't know. I just want one guess. I don't want it. I have no clue. Fire dragon.
Here's the thing. When receiving oral sex, right? When a man is receiving oral sex and he holds on to the woman's head really tight and asserts himself during that act. While he's in that position, he whispers something very, very offensive in her ear, like, I have herpes, you know, I got VD or whatever it is. The woman will try to choke and pull back. When the man climaxes, she will force whatever comes out will be forced back through her nose. It's like the same thing if you were laughing and drinking milk.
God. People are listening, you're like, these two men hate women.
Right. Yeah, no, we don't. But here's the deal. I gave my girlfriend an Alaskan fire dragon last night. Cool. How was it? It was sweet. She dumped me. That sentence, that little interaction just totally, totally made it for me.
That's hilarious. Okay, we have to do one that makes fun of men now. Well, let me just give you one that I...
What time is it? It's like, aren't we close?
Yeah, we got 30 seconds. So for your listeners, with all due respect, go to Facebook. You'll see it online. And then put in with all due respect, and you can find us. Should we just do one more, or should we do another show?
You know what? Let's do a follow-up on this one, and we can discuss it, and we can do some other stuff.
Yeah, that sounds good, because I have some stuff here that are hilarious. And ladies and gentlemen, we do not hate women. We love women. We just have a lot of fun. Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Have a great one. We'll talk to you next week.
All righty. Have a great weekend, brother.
Peace. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.